The World Health Organization says three international laboratories have come up with clues that might finally unravel the cause of a mysterious illness which first appeared in Asia. Latest figures from WHO put the number of suspected cases of what it calls severe acute respiratory syndrome at more than 500. At least 10 people have died of the disease. The World Health Organization says researchers in laboratories in Germany, Hong Kong, and Singapore have identified a virus that may be responsible for severe acute respiratory syndrome. They say the virus resembles a family of microbes that cause measles, mumps, and canine distemper. But the head of WHO's Communicable Diseases Program, David Heyman, says it is premature to call this a breakthrough. He says it is promising, but more research needs to be done.
There are clues now. These clues will make it easier to diagnose patients and at the same time provide them better care. And it will also help us to begin the studies that we need to better understand this disease. Is it occurring in people who don't have symptoms? Are they being infected but not showing symptoms, for example?
The World Health Organization is sending an international team of experts to China. The team will examine data collected by the government since November when an epidemic of the flu-like illness broke out. Dr. Heyman says no definite link has yet been established between the outbreaks in China and other countries in Southeast Asia, but he says there is a link in terms of geography and the time within which these epidemics have occurred. Dr. Heyman also says it now seems all but certain that the infection is not influenza, a viral infection of the respiratory passages.
This outbreak that's going on with sources in Hong Kong and Vietnam does not appear to be influenza. But we know that the influenza virus was present 3 weeks ago in two people in Hong Kong. And these people have connections with China. So it's very important that now we begin this investigation at length in China, because there's nothing that says that there can't be two outbreaks at the same time.
Dr. Heyman notes the disease would have spread much more rapidly in China than it has if it were influenza. He says while severe acute respiratory syndrome is an airborne disease, it is not very contagious. People have to be in very close contact to become infected. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.